So let me say this very clear. This is not an example of the town found the money.
No.
This is an example of very thoughtful strategic planning of how we could restructure our staff.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, WFPR.FM, in your browser. Yes, in your browser. And in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial or maybe the push buttons. 102.9 is the number, and you can preset it, so it's always available. Here in our glorious studio today to talk about February. Wait a minute. February already?
I know.
Already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Then we haven't even gone through January. We're going to talk about Groundhog Day?
Exactly. It's just on repeat.
It's on repeat. Oh, my. Yes. So if you haven't recognized the voices, so we have Sarah Amaral. Sarah, happy New Year, because this is the first time I've seen you.
Happy 2026. I'm coming back for an appearance. See you at the end of the year. No, I'm just kidding.
And Jillian Rochat, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to talk about the activities at the Senior Center because there's just so many things that are happening.
Always.
It's all good.
It's hard to believe, but February's newsletter, we've already got it going out. It is already posted online as well. First thing that we would like to mention is I'm extremely proud of us. We have managed to get the newsletter able to be emailed to people from now. When the town switched over websites, we had an email list at that time, and then we weren't able to continue it, but now we've actually been able to start up a new email list.
Oh, yes.
So we're very excited. The front page of the newsletter, it says that you can receive the newsletter up to 2 weeks early if you sign up for our email list. All you have to do is just call the Senior Center, let us know that's what you want. We'll make sure we have the right email address for you, and then you'll get it delivered right to your inbox.
Mm-hmm.
So you can know what fun activities we're doing.
And the email saves on the postage.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
you can still get your physical copy, but
you could, or you can just download the PDF.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how you want to read it. Paper, digital, or
exactly.
Hear about it with us talking about it.
That's true.
So will they, if someone wants to get it electronically and mailed to them, is that still
an
possibility?
Option.
Okay.
Yep,
because we will get that question.
Yes.
Of course.
They want
yes.
it early, but they want the paper copy too.
And that's totally fine. Yeah, you can sign up for the email list and still be on the regular old mailing list. You'll just get it a little bit earlier with the email. Nothing
True.
Wrong with that.
Mm. Yep.
Perfect. And when Jillian says we updated that list, she really means herself. So just props for that, because she painstakingly went through to make sure that that was a possibility. So shout out for that.
Thank you, Sarah.
And then speaking about awesome staff, we do have some staffing updates that was recently mentioned at town council. We did have a position that we did not backfill. And like always, we looked around and said, should we keep doing things the way that we're doing them? Should we change things up a little bit? And folks like Jillian and her colleague Emily and Amanda have now all been there for, it was 2 years?
2 years.
This month.
Two years!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So a lot of efficiencies had grown. People were ready to take on some more leadership. So we restructured in order to accomplish a few things, to recognize the staff that have been doing such great work and could take on more. So Jillian, who's here today, is now activities coordinator. So all activities programs all fall under Jillian. Not to be confused with if you're calling for hair appointments or tax appointments or all that. That's all still front end. Call the front desk. Jillian scheduling all the programs that we're going to talk
the
about
events,
today.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Emily, who...
Well, actually, just the programs, not the events, because the events... To register,
you yes, would
through
still
the
be
app
at the,
or
front.
The front desk.
Mm-hmm.
Wording is key.
Yes, we'll send you to the right place, but
yeah.
I always like to get them there first.
Sure.
And then Emily, who was helping with front end and still is, and transportation, has now taken on volunteer relations as well. So she's now the transportation and volunteer coordinator.
Okay.
So she schedules all our rides, works with our van driver, schedules social trips on our van. And now if you're interested in volunteering at the Senior Center,
mm-hmm.
She will go through the whole application process with you and help place you.
Okay.
So that's fantastic. And then Amanda, who was our supportive day assistant, is now supportive day coordinator. and special projects. She got a little special title because she also helps with just ins and outs of other things. She's helped with grants, which she'll still do, and now she's also overseeing the tax work-off program as well.
That's always a key program.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So those are the changes there, and that helped so many things. I think with the uncertainty of town budget, it was really great to be able to recognize those staff.
Sure.
You know, give credit where it's due. But then also, we were able to also use any excess funds from that to bring back our community wellness nurse, Trish Collados. So let me say this very clear. This is not an example of the town found the money.
No.
This is an example of very thoughtful strategic planning of how we could restructure our staff in order to achieve a lot of great things in addition to finding enough money for us to bring her back because we felt it was important and knew that right now the town couldn't finance that.
Right.
And then in addition, just looking forward, we were able to put a little bit aside as well. We are going to be hiring for a 10-hour per week position to backfill some of that administrative assistant work that we kind of lost by putting all new responsibilities on our admin assistants.
Sure.
And that focus will be social services. We're just seeing those needs increase. A lot of centers, even smaller than us, have two social service coordinators.
Right.
So we have one, Susan, who just started recently. She's doing fantastic. But having that support just to help as the workload gets larger will be huge.
Especially on the coordinating, scheduling, paperwork, follow-up. You know, that takes time.
A lot, yes.
And it's important. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So we're just really excited. We all have now this new title. So if you get confused, just ask. But they've all been doing it for a little while. We were just able to publicly put it all together and share it now. So, and Trish started back last week. So our community is so excited to see her. And then speaking of that, so her times have changed slightly from when she was with us before. So Nurse Trish will now be in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8:30 to 1:30. And while she was gone, Nurse Alicia was giving us one day from the health department, and she's going to keep that day.
Keep that Thursday.
So now we can provide even more services. So Alicia will be Thursdays 8:30 to 2:30.
Okay.
So now we have 3 days during the week that we can provide health screenings and any nurse-related questions.
Nurse question stuff.
Such a thoughtful decision, and I think it was so well done. Really, really.
Yeah, and I'll just go back and reemphasize on the budget part. Respectfully, that, you know, you didn't, quote, find the money. You recreated, restructured position and used the funding associated for that position to, on the one hand, recognize the three individuals, give them more responsibilities, and bring back Trish and create the 10-hour spot.
With the same amount that was allocated to us beginning of the fiscal year. So.
Yeah, so, you know, you don't have to figure out the math. There was not a whole lot of money to begin with.
Correct.
But it did get spread to bring better services overall.
Correct.
So, yeah.
And now on to the activities.
On to the fun stuff.
The fun stuff.
So looking at February, on the first week of February, we are going to be having Joe Landry back at the Senior Center.
Yay, Joe.
Joe is going to be there on the first Wednesday of every month at 1 o'clock. Moving forwards, I know that he likes to do it on the same day as the Veterans Coffee Social is done. So if you kind of think to yourself, oh, Veterans Coffee Social is today, that means Joe Landry will also be there that day. And this month he's going to be talking about Morse Block.
The Morse Block.
Yes. He said, at this session, Joe is going to discuss the buildings that stood at Morse Block, which include the ones where Franklin Furniture and Fico's shoe repairing shop once did business. So a little trip down memory lane with Joe on Wednesday the 4th at 1 o'clock.
And some of the regular Franklinites may recognize, but back in the day, blocks, buildings were named as blocks.
Oh, okay.
So the Morse Block actually was just the building, and you can walk downtown Franklin and still see block names on some of the buildings.
Okay.
But that particular building, because it was Franklin Furniture at one point, that's no longer there. That is now the kind of the whitish, brickish building that Birchwood's in, along with Creative Corner.
Oh, okay.
And
McGrew House?
McGrew House.
So come on out to the Senior Center to hear a little bit about that from Joe. Also on Wednesday, February 4th, and continuing every Wednesday in February. Again, we are continuing our Spanish class. We are very, very lucky to have our Spanish teacher, Erica Lurch, in to teach Spanish. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is just how good for your brain it is to learn a new language. You don't even necessarily have to be good at speaking it. Just the act of learning it is really good for your brain. It can improve your problem solving, enhance your multitasking, and it's also just a fun time. So Spanish class is on every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And immediately following class, Erica has really fostered the development of this language and culture group where people get the opportunity to talk about their different experiences with different cultures or with traveling or things like that. And you don't have to worry about, well, my pronunciation of Spanish isn't going to be so good at this. This class is fully in English as well. So you can come to one and not the other. You can come to both of them. You can come to whatever you would like. But they're on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock and then immediately following at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just come to both.
Just come to both. You'll have a good time. We promise.
Once you're there, stay there.
I mean, it's good for you, but it's also really fun, too.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you need the goodness part, Kimberly O'Brien talks about it because you need to keep those wires going.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then another program that everyone has been waiting for. So on Friday, February 6th, from 1:30 to 3:30, we're having Franklin Ridge come and present. So there will be a presentation, 1:30 to 2:30, and then there will be question and answer from 2:30 to 3:30. And for folks that don't know, Franklin Ridge is a new senior housing development. We say new. It's been in the works for quite some time, but they have now...
approximately 10 years at least.
Okay, yep. But just broke ground.
Finally.
So, and that's going to be at 40 Veterans Memorial Drive in Franklin. So when they come and present, they're going to talk about the construction period, any just learn about the housing that they're building, how many bedrooms, what it looks like, and particularly the application process.
Yes.
I will say to people, they are probably not taking applications until early 2027,
right.
But we know that people have questions that they want answered now.
Correct.
You know, if I want to downsize and I want to sell my house, will that revenue count as my income for applying? Because there are income limits and assessments for being accepted into Franklin Ridge.
Right.
So come and bring those questions now. This won't be the only one that we have, but we definitely want to start the conversation. And if you can't make it, Franklin TV will be there recording it. So we'll definitely share that after the fact, and they'll continue to air it as well.
Right. Yeah, because this will be, as you said, not the only time, certainly the first official time. There will be others from what I've understood so far. And yes, we'll be recording. Franklin Matters will make the audio available. If there's a presentation doc, we'll make sure that's available. Two key points. It's 60 units, designated senior housing, with a 70% priority for Franklin residents.
Right.
Which is a key piece.
That's fantastic.
And it technically, because having talked with John Jewell and some of the other stuff will be coming out as we do this, but there are other specific categories which they'll get into detail on in the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So it may actually end up being more than 70 residents or actually seniors.
Correct.
From Franklin, depending upon the selection process and the qualifications, et cetera. So the first one is kind of the application income requirements, but then there's some other special categories.
Correct.
That are out there as well. So they'll get into better details and we'll just share what they do.
Yes, and we're hoping that, we don't have all the details ironed out, but we're hoping that this is one of the first for sort of a, you know, social services series. We've recently gotten questions about this and housing lotteries and, you know, what are town planner handles, because there's affordable housing through that department, but there's also state affordable housing.
Well, there's also the housing trust.
Correct. So we want to talk to each of those, and then even bringing in... the assessor's office to talk about all the different types of abatements that are open to seniors. Because there's just been a lot of questions. And honestly, we're not the experts at all of those things.
Yeah.
No.
There's different people in town, like Kevin and the assessors could talk circles around me when it comes
to
that. So we're always guiding people to the right areas, but we want to have you know, some speaker series, maybe even some panel discussions when it allows. So keep a lookout for that. We're going to start doing those on a monthly basis,
Shannon
too.
Does well on the veteran side for the benefits as well, which is another whole arena, and she can cover that spot.
Yes. They basically say, I'm a veteran, and we say, hold on. And we give them to Shannon because she knows all the ins and outs of what's available to them.
Right.
And then on February 6th, it's going to be Wear Red Day. So you'll see that on our calendar. And that is just to bring awareness to women's cardiovascular health.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see that, not only at the Senior Center and around town, but that's what that is all about.
I have to wear my red shirts when I go to record for the housing
presentation. There you go. Yes.
That's right.
Moving on into week two. We are going to be having our monthly mobile food pantry once again at the Senior Center on Wednesday, February 11th at 11 a.m. Our mobile food pantries are hosted on the second Wednesday of every month, so just kind of keep that mental note for yourself. We are also doing this in partnership with the Hockomock YMCA and the Franklin Food Pantry. You receive so many groceries, produce, meat, dairy, bread, pantry staples, all that good stuff. And like we always say, there is no stigma with this. Please just come on out and get some food. It's a really, really good place to do it. If you don't feel comfortable going to the food pantry, come on out to the mobile food pantry at the Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we are really excited. This upcoming one in February is actually the first one we're going to be having a nurse at. They recently allocated funding?
Yeah, I think they got a grant, actually. Don't quote me, Tina, if I'm wrong.
The food pantry recently got a grant in order to offer a nurse at the mobile food pantry to do blood pressure screenings. One of the best things that you can do. A lot of people are living with high blood pressure and don't realize it. One of the best things you can do is just get screened as often as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So they are actually piloting this with us first. They're going to be having a nurse at the mobile food pantry, and they're hoping to bring it to some of their other mobile food pantries in other areas as well.
Right, because they at least have three others, if I recall properly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
And then on Thursday, February 12th, at 1, we are going to have Senior Connection back at the center. We can't speak more highly about this organization. So they help connect older adults to services that enable independent living within their community. So some of the things they might talk about are learning more about the Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Resource Center, because that's becoming more and more of a normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Care Express Van, and our Families Caregiver Support Program. So they're just a great connection, even if we say if someone's looking for something in the local community, you know, they're going to talk about their staple programs, but they may offer that too. So we do a lot of referrals to them to check first to see if it's something that they can help with.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
And then on Friday, February 13th at 11, it is our monthly party.
Party, very excited.
Yep. It's going to be a Mardi Gras party, perfectly in time.
Friday is the 13th.
I was just going to say.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's going to make it a good day. Exactly. And it's right before Fat Tuesday and all that.
Ooh.
So we are going to be having a Mardi Gras party. I'm super duper excited about the entertainment that I scheduled for it. They're called the Catnip Junkies.
Catnip Junkies.
A fun name.
Sounds a little juke and jive.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be having one of the people is a singer. One of them is a singer who also plays the piano and the banjo at the same time.
Wait a minute. How many hands are involved?
That was my question. How many hands does this person
have? We'll have to come and find out, obviously.
And a tuba player as well. So we're going to have a really fun time. Come at your Mardi Gras mask if you want to, and it will just be a great party. Tickets are $10 for that one.
And they are called the Catnip Junkies, but you're not allowed to bring your cats, unfortunately. I wish I could.
Yeah.
They sent us a really cool video of them doing a porch fest, and they just looked like such a fun time, so we're excited. And then moving on to week three, the Senior Center will actually be closed on Monday, February 16th for President's Day. We'll be back open on Tuesday for business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 17th, that Tuesday, at 1:30, we have 50-plus job seekers coming back, this time to unlock the mysteries of LinkedIn.
Ah.
So again, 50-plus job seekers, they've come in. They really just help again, for what's right in their title, but there mm-hmm. are specific challenges for folks that are older than 50, looking for jobs and, you know, how to market themselves and all the different questions that they have. And they've been helping a lot of people, so that's been great. So this time they are going to focus on LinkedIn, from your profile to the job search feature, mm-hmm. all of that stuff.
Yep.
I probably should go there because I'm pretty sure mine's like outdated by 5 years.
I struggle with mine
too. Don't
tell
them.
LinkedIn, like any other tool, needs to be managed, mm-hmm. and it doesn't take a whole lot of time. I have used the example, it's kind of like tending a garden. Every once in a while, you got to do something, whether weeding this, weeding that, watering this, watering that. It's like the same thing with the network. Mm. So even if you check in, spend 10 minutes a day mm-hmm. or 20 minutes a week, you know, check out, like some people's posts or comment on somebody else's post. It just keeps your presence out there kind of top of mind.
Yes.
Which is key, because then if you're looking, they'll say, well, I saw Sarah said that, or I saw Jillian did this. It's like, well, maybe, and then you never know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesday, February 18th at 12:30, we are going to be starting a new support group, a cancer support group at the Ooh. Senior Center. This is a brand new program. We're hoping for it to continue on the third Wednesday of every month at 12:30. So we'll kind of see how it goes for a little bit. Really, really excited about this. Angel Moscatelli had it reached out to us. She is a rare cancer survivor. And this is one of the ways that she gives back. She shares her story of victory and resilience and grace. She has a whole method for how you approach mm-hmm. getting a cancer diagnosis, the before, during, the after, the entire process.
Right.
And she has a really good approach where it's called fuel faith, you know, having that faith in yourself yeah. and what you can get through, understanding, education, love. And it's just fuel for healing. And it sounds like a really, really good program. We're excited to offer it at the Senior Center for the first time.
Because unfortunately, that's one thing that there's an awful lot of. There probably shouldn't be as much of.
Yeah.
But, you know, somebody somewhere knows somebody who either has it or knows somebody else who is getting a diagnosis.
Right. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if we can understand it better, that can help us, you know, react better to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because certain types of cancer still have, you know, not necessarily the best prognosis is, but other types of cancer, the treatments that are available are just like amazing.
It's astounding. So, yeah.
I'm next.
I couldn't
that
find where we were.
Was awkward, Sarah. So on February 18th, we have our Memory Cafe, which we have every third Wednesday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So these are super important and very highly attended at mm-hmm. our center. So for folks that don't know, Memory Cafes are safe and inviting spaces for people experiencing memory loss, as well as their families and caregivers. So it's always an hour of fun music, conversation, refreshments, mm-hmm. And meaningful engagement. And this month we're going to have California Carl, who has been there before and is quite entertaining, super fun.
Yep.
So that's going to be a good one.
And then on Thursday, February 19th, our Low Vision Support Group and our Low Vision Assistive Technology Group will be meeting. Unfortunately, they were canceled last month because the Senior Center had to be closed on that day. So we're really happy that they are coming back. It's actually going to be our first one for 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And the Low Vision Support Group is just, it's really evolving right now, and it's really nice to be able to be a part of. And a lot of people don't realize just, you know, low vision is a spectrum. It doesn't mean you're 100% blind and things like that. So it could involve cataracts or things along that line. So
we even have people with diagnoses that haven't started yet.
Right.
But they're mm-hmm. just making friends and gathering information for mm-hmm. when that time comes.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. So it's just a really great resource, and we're really proud that we're able to offer it at the Senior Center. I know I always say I have such a soft place in my heart for them. I just love the low vision group because I work with them so closely.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something that I've talked with them about, the people that are in the support group, but it's just something to mention here as well. We used to do an audio reading of the newsletter. We are not continuing that because we weren't having great attendance for it, but I send out weekly robocalls with all of your events, and it's not just the low vision stuff. It's anything that you might be interested in. So if that's something you're interested in getting on, please give me a call. I'd be happy mm-hmm. to add you to my list.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's been sending this recording to them
mm-hmm.
to take the place of the audio
true.
Reading.
True.
And then same day, that Thursday, February 19th at 4, it's our monthly pizza and movie night. This month it's going to be Song Sung Blue.
Song Sung Blue. Yes.
So this is two down-on-their-luck performers form a Neil Diamond tribute band, proving it's never too late to find love and follow your dreams.
It was just in the movies, and I did the IMDb thing to find out, and it's like, is this new? Actually, it was done originally. This is a remake.
Oh, okay. Oh.
It was originally done in 2008, and this is a remake, so obviously different actors. It's based on the same story, and there is other writing credits, so they modified it a little bit. I haven't seen it. That's just what IMDb says.
Oh, but interesting.
It certainly is based on Neil Diamond's music, and who doesn't love,
Neil Diamond? Right, exactly.
So come on out for that, because it's a cheap way to get some pizza and a weeknight movie.
Mm-hmm. And you always have fun watching movies with people, too. That's part of it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then on Friday, February 20th at 1 o'clock, get ready for some laughs. We are having a comedy cafe.
Comedy?
Yeah. The comedian we're getting this month, her name is Sylvia Lewis. I'm so excited. I've chatted with her on the phone a couple of times now. I really, really like her. So I'm very excited for her to come out and do her comedy show for us. We're going to offer coffee and sweet treats, you know, cookies and pastries and that sort of thing. So after lunch, stick around in the cafe. You might get a really good laugh, a good belly laugh, and something tasty to eat as well.
Laughter is good medicine.
I agree. Especially in February. It's such a dreary time.
And this might be a little bit out of order, but I just want to make a note, too, because in our newsletter, there is a correction that we have to make. Our Council on Aging board meeting used to always be on Fridays, but they recently just changed their dates for the rest of the calendar year. So they're now going to be meeting on the fourth Wednesday, so on the 25th in February, and it's going to be 11 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
But that will stay consistent throughout the year, and we'll be posting that full schedule up on the website.
So what was Friday is now going to be the fourth Wednesday.
Fourth Wednesday, 11 to 12.
Okay.
Sometimes we run a little over, but we try and keep an hour.
Depends on how much business there is.
Yes.
There's always business in the Franklin Senior Center.
Always. And then on Monday, February 23rd at 1, we're bringing in a program, Understanding Vascular Disease. I'm going to find the actual thing from it. Because when I went to our Mass Council on Aging conference, they were there at one of the vendor tables, and it just sounded like such a great program to bring in. Senior centers across the state, and I think even this region, have been bringing them in. Because the learning that you can have to understand risk factors for vascular care, symptoms to look out for, gaining valuable information regarding all the treatments that are now available for it as well. Because I think a lot of people don't know what they're looking for or what symptoms are associated with it. And I believe they actually do a screening at this program, and it's actually being presented by a board certified vascular surgeon. I think it's Dr. Laura Boitano. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, Laura, if you're listening to this. So that will be a really good one to come out to. I know some of the health ones, people are like, that's not as fun as some of the other ones. But they're super informational, and we've been getting a lot of requests for more talks like that. So. Mm-hmm.
Got to get those synapses connecting and getting rewired and getting challenged. So, yeah, a little learning is a good thing.
And then on the following day, on Tuesday, February 24th at 1 o'clock, my colleague Amanda is continuing her crochet class. I just love Amanda's crochet class. She's really helping.
So good.
She's so, so talented, but she's also really helping people slowly learn the process. You know, it's one of those things where if you've watched YouTube videos or you tried to read instructions and you felt discouraged, I'm definitely talking about myself. having a teacher like Amanda can just make it so much better, because it's something that you want to do, and then actually being able to see your own progress is really awesome. So she's going to be continuing that class on Tuesday, February 24th at 1 o'clock. And please come on out. You don't need to have any experience. You don't need to have gone to any of the other classes either. Amanda will help you out.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Amanda's actually joked, because she's surprised that people wanted to continue the classes, because they do get those frustrating moments where they don't seem to be getting it. And but then when they end, you know, they're all talking and laughing, and they're like, well, when's the next class? And she's like, you want another class? Yeah. And they were all like, absolutely. Yep. So, like, complaining's kind of just part of the process of learning learning a new craft skill. And then on Tuesday, February 24th at 1:30, so same day, we'll have our drum circle with Kimberly O'Brien, who we love. And so we've talked about this before, but drumming can reduce stress, burn calories, lower blood pressure, and enhance memory. So this is an hour of drumming and movement. It's mostly in a chair. If you want to get up and do other things, you're more than welcome to. You don't have to bring anything to it. Drums are provided. And that group keeps growing and growing. So I feel like the more people that they have in there, it and different people, it changes what that drum circle looks like. So it's kind of a different experience every time. And if you haven't met Kimberly before, she's an amazing individual and just a really fun instructor to be with.
Definitely.
Then on that Thursday, February 26th at 1, is going to be Kathy's art class. So she's been doing classes for us on a monthly basis for a while. This one's going to be acrylic painting, and it's going to be her spring painting. She's getting to it a little bit early, so you'll have it to put out on display. So I think, and Jillian, correct me, it's a bunny with flowers. But we always encourage, if you want to come to an art class and just partake and not do what they're doing, you can do that too.
Absolutely.
I'm a rule follower, so I like to tell people when it's okay to break the rules. So they feel like they can. But we have that art room for a reason. We want you to come and use it. There's extra paint and crafts and cards and fabric and anything you can imagine. So as long as there isn't a class going on in there, we welcome people to come in and use the room or join a class and do something a little bit different. Do what makes your heart happy. That's what art's all about.
Absolutely.
And you might make a new friend along the way, too.
You never can tell.
And then on Friday, February 27th at 11, it's going to be Eat Around the World.
Eat Around the World!
This month we are traveling to China in honor of Lunar New Year, so we're very excited. I might have to have Chastity teach me how to say a few phrases.
Yes!
Yeah. and that will be on Friday, February 27th. The tickets are $10 for that one. Eat Around the World is just such a fun time. If nobody's ever come out to it, highly recommend it. You get to learn a little bit about a country, and then you get a fantastic meal cooked by Chef Ann.
Chef Ann kills it every time.
And then that is that for February. In terms of events and programs, we have a couple of like closing mentions. Our chess club that meets on Tuesdays, the leader of the chess club is Dennis Ferguson. He's one of our volunteers at the Senior Center. Dennis is a really, really great guy. He is going to be hosting a chess tournament throughout February and March. I chatted with him yesterday, so he doesn't really know how long it will take. It will depend on how many people sign up and how long it takes for them all to play their games.
How to fill out the bracket and then play through the bracket.
Exactly, right. So we're thinking throughout February and March. The good news is the games can take place anytime, any place. All you need to do is, you know, if you and a friend are at, let's say, the Bellingham Senior Center, and you decide, okay, this is going to be a tournament game. You have to decide that you're going to be doing the tournament game, and then whoever wins, it is on them to give Dennis the results, and he can figure out the brackets and the standings. Standings will be mailed out every week, and he is going to make sure that everybody is included and has all of the information that they need. The other thing is that the entry will be $5, and winner takes the pot. So if you join, you get a friend to join, you never know what you're going to get. Exactly. So that chess tournament will be happening throughout February and March. We have a couple of flyers up. It's actually not in our newsletter for February, but we do have a couple of flyers up at the Senior Center, and Dennis's contact information is on that flyer, so that you can get yourself included in the tournament.
Yeah, and for folks who don't know, we do have a chess club, if that's what they call themselves, and that's every Tuesday at 1.
Tuesday at 1, yep.
And they're intense. In a good way.
Yeah.
But I've gone up and I'm like, I want to play. But my 8-year-old beats me all the time, so I may not be a good competition.
Well, and they would. This tournament's also a great opportunity to, you know, play some people you maybe haven't played before.
Sure.
One of the problems with chess is sometimes you get really used to how this person plays.
Know their moves.
Right.
Know
exactly.
Their tendencies. But it's a great strategy game. So you get those noodles working.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then we wanted to give a little shout out for the Franklin Library. They are a great partner with us. And for folks who don't know, especially since we're talking about some different health talks, particularly cardiovascular health, that blood pressure monitor kits are now available at the library.
Yes.
So you can check that out just like you would a book. And that's, I believe that's part of the Libraries with Heart program is how that they got those.
Correct. Through a grant.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And they just, Jillian kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, but you know, nearly half of American adults have high blood pressure and unfortunately just don't know that they have it.
Mm-hmm.
So at the senior center, if you ever want to get checked, like we said, we have a nurse available Tuesday through Thursday. Now these are available too. So just check. Just know where you're at, and that way you're ahead of the game. But that's really incredible that they're available for checkout at the library.
And I think it's cool. You check it out like a book.
I know.
You can check it out, take it home. They have a station there as well. So
oh,
you can
cool.
always go to the library and just do a check right there
oh,
as well.
Oh, perfect. Without checking it out,
without
but
you checking
take your
out.
Blood pressure yeah. while you're there. Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like the self-check for books. If you've had a book on hold, you mm-hmm. go to the self-check. Well, there's another table somewhere. I'm not sure. I have to talk to Alicia to set up a recording for that to help explain
oh,
more around it. But, yeah, that's one of their pieces that through the coordination with the library, Alicia, the nurse, through our town and Metacomet health process is helping to foster that. So,
oh, I
yeah,
love that.
More to come, but they're on a communications kick to make sure people are aware. Oh, yeah, it's there. You can use it.
Okay, good. And then we just wanted to bring attention to there's a little spotlight in the newsletter that we do have some volunteer needs. We have people that come through all the time, but we do have some openings. So I don't know. Do you know exactly what they are?
I know that there's like a bingo caller, maybe a Pekino caller, just like a handful of people that we
yeah.
need.
Yeah. We use like a 100 there's different programs. We have volunteers not associated with the tax work-off program,
right.
volunteers associated with that. So I think altogether we have like 150 to 200 volunteers throughout the year
mm-hmm.
In the senior center doing all sorts of things. Like you said, greeter, bingo, they're running classes. Like when we talk about the Spanish class,
mm-hmm.
Erica,
mm-hmm.
that's just her expertise and she chooses to volunteer to run it.
Running
Steve
other
comes
sessions.
In
yep.
for
running other
Q&A
sessions.
And Scribbler.
And Scribblers.
So,
yeah.
I always say, come on in. Emily meets with each person. Just kind of gathers what's your availability, what do you like to do,
mm-hmm.
we try and find the right fit, and sometimes people come in with their own ideas and say, I would love to do this,
mm-hmm.
and it's great. I mean, even like right around after COVID time, I remember we had someone come in who's a former custodian and was like, I would love to just go around and clean all the doorknobs and railings and like
we're
I just
like, yes,
I
please.
Enjoy cleaning and that could be helpful. We were like, absolutely, if that's
uh-huh.
what you want to do. So
sure.
if you have ideas of how you'd like to incorporate yourself or help the senior center, we're open to hearing it.
Mm-hmm. It's a happening place.
Well, and speaking of it being a happening place, we've got all of the day trips planned for 2026. This was a team effort. We're
Master
really, really
plan.
Excited. Yes, yeah, exactly.
Master travel plan.
So if you are interested in going on a day trip at the senior center, maybe, again, making a new friend on the bus or something like that, we've got all of our trips planned out. I'm working to get them all posted on our website as well. But in the meantime, there are two trips listed in the February newsletter. There will be a St. Patrick's Day celebration at AquaTurf. The bus picks you up at the senior center and they take you down to the AquaTurf Club that's in Connecticut. There is a band there. Patrick Allen, the McLean Ave Band, and the Irish Step Dancers will be there. Corned beef and cabbage, baked
mm-hmm.
scrod. Just a really, really fun time.
A little bit
time.
Of an Irish theme.
Yeah, just a little bit.
That.
So that's going to be a really fun time. That's on Tuesday, March 10th. And you sign up at the Senior Center. You can give us a call and let us know you'd like to sign up. Or you can just come on down with your checkbook, whatever you'd like to do, and Mary will take care of you. And then in April, one of the day trips is going to be an Elvis Presley tribute show.
Mm.
We're very excited that we were able to book this one because this is actually the same Elvis impersonator that we get for Winter Wonderland.
Oh,
yep.
He's fantastic.
He's fantastic, yes. So his name is Dan Fontaine. He will be doing a tribute show on Thursday, April 16th. The bus departs the Senior Center around 9:45. You'll return around 5 o'clock or so. You get lunch with it and everything. anything like that. And I mean, who doesn't love, you get picked up by the bus, you get taken to a show, you get lunch, then you get brought back. It's just such a nice process.
We're going to have to invite Counselor Calloway Tripp. Because she was very clear that whenever Dan's back around that she wants to know.
Definitely.
And then the last little update we have is if anyone is a member of our Friends of Franklin Elders group, so that is our what we call FOFI or our friends group. They are a 501c3 that are just responsible for fundraising to help programs in the senior center. So around this time, you might start receiving, if you're a member or even if you're a member of FOFI or even if you're just a new member to the senior center, you might be getting their annual mailing. It's where they ask, like, there's a, I think they just increased their membership fees. It's $15 for Franklin residents, and it will now be $25 for
non-residents.
And that's what allows us to send out the newsletters. And then I think they gave us, in that letter, they'll probably list all the different things that they helped us with this year. Mm-hmm. But the gamut is far and wide. I think they gave us just over $35,000. We get no municipal funding for all the activities and programs that we're talking about today. So their help is immense in doing that. So if you see that, if you can help, great. If not, just read through. I think just getting the word out there that they're the group that makes so much possible is something that we want to make sure that people know.
So take a look at your mailbox. You might be getting that mailing soon.
And I think that's, I always say, oh, that's it. But like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a busy place. And if you want your Franklin questions, February 18th, Wednesday at 11, Franklin questions and conversation by yours truly.
So good.
And then
every
on
time.
The second Wednesday and the last Wednesday, the writers group. Assuming no other schedule changes. January and February are both going to be the same calendar, fortunately. So, and I think March will run the same way. So those Wednesdays should work out for the second and last Wednesday. The writers group will gather, read, share, and record that you can also hear as a podcast or on the radio.
Well, thank you so much,
thank
Steve.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for sharing. This is fun stuff. Any of the seniors and those who are near seniors should check it out. And then, of course, the Seniors Center is open because a lot of the social services and other health services are open to everybody in the community.
Right.
Aside from even the special events can be open to everybody. So
correct.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just seniors. We tend to benefit a lot, but we're not the only ones.
Right. We love having all community in our building when we're able to.
Definitely.
And it's just nice having fun stuff to look forward to in a winter month.
By all means. Yes. By all means. Well, thank you again for doing this. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.